Any time that we talk about, you know, it's still a field of knowledge that's in the process of being restored and revitalized and used in a larger context in the Hawaiian community and outside the Hawaiian community. So it's important for people to have these discussions and to know that you know, we're still building, rebuilding, if you will, that knowledge and how to apply it in our own situations. So there inevitably there will be people who might have different mana'o.
Well, and that's something that is very impressive to me as well. When I was over on Mauna Kea last summer, and a couple of the gentlemen there were telling me the names of the stars, the different navigational stars.
Oh yeah, I do that too. I mean, I don't know as much as I used to know because, you know, I used to do more, you know, not sailing canoes, but in my case, just a six-man canoe. So that wasn't as important, but we did learn. At some point in my education, and I think it was in graduate school, we did learn the different star constellations. And I made a commitment to myself a long time ago to learn. So I try as much as possible, but it's not as, you know, the moon calendar for me is a lot easier because I do it all the time. The navigational stars, not as easy. But there's a few of them that I know. And it helps when you have classes at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Well, the thing that was so surprising and so impressive to me as I considered it afterwards was that he couldn't remember the name of all of the stars. He knew many of them, but yeah. You know, he's like, and he was talking to his friend while he's there. He's like, what do you call that star? And he's like, well, I don't know what the real name of it is, but I call it this. And he's like, oh, that's a nice name. When I can't remember a name, I call it, you know, something else. And they were explaining to me, and this was really hard for me to wrap my head around at first, but you can have your own experiential relationship with a thing, and you can give it the name that's meaningful to you. And if you share your experience and the meaning that you find within it with someone else and that resonates with them, then they can use that name too. And so, it's like this little bulb went off, like way in the back of my mind, like, oh, there's not just one name for things.
Yeah, well, you have to, in Hawaii, it's, you know, went through different periods, right? Because you had your traditional times, and then Kamehameha united the Hawaiian Islands around 1795, maybe a little bit later. And then you had the changing of the different monarchies, right? The different kings. And then from there you went to the overthrow. And then from the overthrow, then the U.S. acquiring Hawaii by joint resolution.
Yeah, the Senate and the House.
Yeah, it's such a controversial history.
Well, it's not really controversial. I mean, the facts are pretty clear. The Senate agreed with the House of Representatives, and then that was all they cared about.
Yeah.
So
I know it's sad, yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's overwhelming to think about what happened.
Well, you know, I think for a long time it was, but it seems like a lot of people are sort of turning a corner.
Well, I think the wisdom with Queen Liliuokalani is that she was able to somebody told me this other day, and I think I'm going to agree with them. They said that the Queen Liliuokalani was able to get the United States to... like a draw situation. Does that make sense? Yeah. So
sure.
They said that in the history of the United States, it's never happened before. And then she was able to do that. It's pretty mind-boggling. So mahalo to...
Yeah, well, it's pretty impressive. If you look at the historical record, she made it quite clear that, you know, that she did not acquiesce to these things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you have two parties and they don't agree, there's no contract, so...
Well, as much as possible, the calendar itself, the wisdom of this knowledge right here, in regards to the work that I do, it has actually allowed us to pull specific kingdom laws, if you will, incorporate that into the teaching that we do so that the kids understand that there's a connection between what we have here in the moon calendar and the practice of the moon calendar and where we practice it. So along the Alaloa fishing trail, those kind of things, to be able to make the connection from this traditional knowledge practice to how it might have been codified, if you will, in kingdom law, to me has been the biggest surprising and enlightening thing. to happen, in my opinion. Just at least here on Kauai. I don't know how that would work on the other islands. But to be able to know that the system is in place and so is the trail, it's in place. So there's a place where you can actually apply this knowledge readily. It's just a matter of connecting all the dots.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you've got it tuned to KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. I'm Jonathan Jay, your host for the next hour on Out of the Box, a call-in show. We talk about different ideas, different things that maybe wouldn't come across your path otherwise. And our guest this afternoon is Kamealoha Hanohano Smith. We're going to do some top-of-the-hour stuff for the station where we do things like thank Hawaii Life and the Tahiti Nui and Compassionate Care and folks just like you that help make Kauai Community Radio thrive. So check these things out.
KCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
Aloha, this is Mayor Bernard Cavalier, and you are listening to Kauai's one and only community radio station. Listener supported, KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. Aloha.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO Free Kauai. Agricultural biodiversity and sustainable farming practices such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
Thanks so much for sharing your afternoon or your evening or your morning or your middle of the night, because the world is round and KKCR streams worldwide. You know, the other side of the world, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So time zones, kind of crazy, but you know, here we are here. And you know, you were just saying a moment ago, I'm Kamealoha Hanohano Smith, who is our guest this afternoon. Your day starts pretty early.
Yeah, I usually get up around 3:30 in the morning, you know, because sometimes I have the workshops early in the morning, and then, I don't know, there's just, we've always gotten up early in the morning since we were kids, but even more so now. I just got a lot of kuleana, and the kuleana for me, responsibilities for me start pretty early in the morning. It's just a lot easier to get things done.
Yeah.
It's more consistent with, sustainable lifestyle or something like that.
Well, yeah. You know, if it's early in the morning and everybody else is sleeping, they're not interrupting you. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, making noise. You can think clearly. You don't get distracted by other stuff. So that's really a nice thing.
Yeah, so that's why when office is open at 8 o'clock, I'm usually calling in people to make sure that whatever emails or whatever needed to get to people gets to people. It's pretty funny, actually, because that means that half my day is gone by that time, right?
Yeah, well,
as far as if you start work at 4:30, yeah.
So I was talking to a friend, and we were wondering, what was time like back in Kahiko, back in ancient times here on the islands? Because they didn't have watches, and they didn't have 24 hours or 60 minutes or 60 seconds, because those things all come from the Babylonians and the Sumerians and, mm-hmm. you know, the Arabic astronomers. And here, you know, on a world away, on a completely different ocean, how did the Hawaiians divide their day? Or did they not divide it?
Yeah, no, you sent me that text, right? I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't have a clear understanding of how that happened in traditional times, except to say that I know that based on my own experience in my own family, it seems like everybody gets up really, really early, and most of the work was done before the sunrise. And then to get ready for the next day, all of that would be done early in the morning. So we've obviously have adapted to now, where a lot of people are working in the day. But I think that's a really good question to ask a lot of people who do come from families that have been here for generations. And if you can take a look at your own, it's like a genealogy. You should look at the genealogy of what your family was like 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And that should be able to provide some insight as to how things were done before. So if you figure if everybody had kuleana that was related to a traditional practice such as fishing, gathering, planting, whatever the traditional practice was, when would that traditional practice normally occur? People have that kind of knowledge out there. And I think in general, people did work early in the morning. But they'll be able to go back one generation before and talk about that, and that person should be able to go even that further back. So I think it's going to be location-specific, place-specific, depending on what practice that they were engaged in. But, you know, that's a very good question, actually.
Well, let's give that a pause for a moment, because we've got a caller wants to call in to make an announcement on probably a different topic. So thank you for being patient and waiting, caller. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, definitely. Very interesting conversation.
All right, well, we're going to get back to that, but what have you got to say?
I just wanted to make an announcement for a commemoration for Martin Luther King.
Oh.
January the 16th, yes, put on by the Kauai Alliance for Peace and Social Justice. We are having retired Colonel Ann Wright speaking at our event.
She's going to be on island.
She's going to be on island. I think she's also going to be speaking on Oahu and maybe the Big Island as well. But she'll be speaking here on Kauai on the 16th at 4 o'clock from 4 to 6:30 at the Lihue Library. It's free. And she's going to be talking about her military experiences and how it turned her around to be an advocate for peace. And
yeah, she's a very impressive speaker. I've heard her speak and present before. She's quite knowledgeable, very impressive.
Yes. Yeah, quite knowledgeable. If you can give me about a minute or so, I'd like to read a little bit of her bio.
Please.
Okay, and what I have here, Ann Wright is retired Army Reserve Colonel and a 29-year veteran of the Army and Army Reserves. She was also a diplomat in Nicaragua, Grenada, Somalia, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Sierra Leone, Micronesia, Afghanistan, and Mongolia. She received the State Department's Award for Heroism for her actions during the Civil War in Sierra Leone. She resigned from the Department of State on March 19, 2003, in opposition to the Iraq War. She's the co-author of Dissent, Voices of Conscience, and has appeared in documentary movies and shorts. And she'll be speaking, and we also will be having Songs of Social Justice by Blue Dukes and Larry Heller. They're going to be performing, and we're going to be having a labor history display as inspired by Martin Luther King and other labor activists here in Hawaii. Dr. King was also a strong supporter of unionism. And so, that's going to be on the 16th, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good. You know, and we're lucky to have Ann Wright. We've been waiting to get her for a long time. And she'll be able to talk about the the military buildup that's happening in the Pacific and how the United States is using Hawaii as this launching pad for possibly, maybe, a future war or confrontation with China.
Yeah, I heard on NPR today that by the year 2020, which is only 4 years away, that the U.S. will have 60% of its naval and air force resources allocated to the Pacific theater.
Yeah, you're right about that. They're shifting from the Middle East and going here, you know, and there's some reasons why, but, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Asian-Pacific Economic Conference, all these things signaled America's move into the Pacific. They consider this their lake, you know, the Pacific Islands, and they consider Hawaii their headquarters for military adventures.
Well, it is. It is the highest-ranking military headquarters on the planet, and I think that PACCOM, the Pacific Command Region, I think that's like 52% of the surface of the world. So they think very highly of themselves.
Yes, you know. And that's one of the biggest blocks to Hawaiian independence and sovereignty is the U.S. military.
Well, they've been here for 122 years.
You know, well, they were here, and, you know, we've seen Pearl Harbor. Supposedly, they fell in love with it, you know, and they seen it as a military fueling station. And
yeah, it's a geostrategic military asset.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, like, for example, there's been like a $467 million allocation to military construction here in Hawaii with over $30.5 million for PMRF so they can retool the electrical grid. And the congressional delegation from Hawaii is all happy and jazzed about that because it says it's going to be bringing more jobs. But there's jobs connected to war, and war means destruction and killing, right?
So, well, yeah, I mean, that's they kill people and blow stuff up. That's what they do.
Exactly. But, you know, I think Ann's supposed to be calling in sometime next week. I think, I don't know who show, either Tuesday or Thursday, but we'd like to get a good crowd there.
All right. Well, say again what time and when, and then.
Okay, it's going to be January the 16th. That's a Saturday at the Lihui Library Conference Room from 4 to 6:30 p.m. It's free. It's also going to be featuring the music of Blue Dukes and Larry Heller, Songs of Social Justice, and a display of Hawaii's labor history has been inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King and other labor activists here in Hawaii.
All right, well, that sounds like a fun and educational time to be had by all.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, and you'll be able to ask questions to Ann. You know, we're going to have 2.5 hours there, so. Is going to be able to, you know, people are going to be able to talk stories.
Okay, so January 16th, that's Saturday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, at the Lihui Public Library, and it's open to everybody.
All right, awesome.
And I really enjoy listening to your show, and Kamea Aloha is a very informative individual, and thank you for having him on.
I'll
go back and listen.
Yeah, okay? It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uncle has also reminded me that on January 15th, 16th, and 17th, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at the Kalapaki Va'a Hale, or Hale Va'a, the canoe club in Kalapaki, there's going to be the reinstated lawful Hawaiian government. They just had their elections back in September.
Oh, wow.
And all of the new, there's six people got elected here on Kauai.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be three representatives and three nobles. And so everybody is invited to come down and show up. They're going to have their swearing in. That's going to be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. So if you're going to be down in the center of the island, that'd be a good thing to do, and then you could catch Martin Luther King in the evening. And then I think on Sunday, because I have a lot of business as well, because you don't just get elected to a position and then that's all you do. They have work to do. So they have legislative issues, they have referendums, they have proposals, and they have citizens going to be talking to them and saying, hey, what about this, bringing their issues and concerns to be discussed and taken decision on. So that's pretty exciting. That's January 15th. Is going to be a potluck Friday night at the Kalapaki. And the 16th in the morning on Saturday, they're going to start in with their official business. So Congratulations to all of the new people who get elected into office. And, yeah, kind of cool.
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew. I just forgot the date.
Well, I bumped into Uncle in Anahola.
Uncle Kyle.
He was doing the Huli Huli chicken.
Oh, Kale. The kind. Uncle Kale, right?
Kale. So he heard the show that we did 2 weeks ago with your dad about water. And he said he thought it was a great show. He actually learned some stuff. So, and he said he was shocked to hear two Hali guys talking about water and the Hawaiian kingdom. I said, well, Uncle, you got to listen more close because there's a lot of people talk about this stuff.
Yeah, no, there is definitely. Yeah,
so okay. It's just after 5, quarter after 5 here in this time zone, and that means we're 15 minutes away from what's for dinner.
Hey!
What's for dinner? You got that?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, Nihi is in the house, and at 5:30 we're gonna get into what's for dinner. So yeah, that'll be fun.
So vala'o oi kia makualelo Hawaii ole namu haole oi kia.
Olelo pele kania.
Oh, olelo pele kania. Oh, mai kai na hiki a oi ke vala'o I elua olelo ya olelo pele kania a olelo Hawaii. I me hiki I ko mau hoa ke lohi ko leo ya, leo mana, ko yeah. Mana leo ya.
Yeah.
My cut, you know.
Can you translate for me and
no,
for other listeners?
Him,
no,
sorry,
no,
yes,
no. No, no, it's wonderful to hear the Hawaiian language spoken casually like you're trying to tell somebody something because that's what you're doing.
Yeah, I was just explaining to Nihi, it'd be great, you know, to have these kind of shows in both English and Hawaiian. You know, oya hele oya I ke kula kaiapuni, right?
Kawaikini.
Oh, kawaikini, yeah. My kai alele he kapapa hea oi?
Evalu.
Kapapa evalu. Oya no ke kula vaina, ya.
Yeah.
Okay, so ai oi ma kela au au, ya. Ole ka au au. Kula haa haa, ya. Ka au au. Yeah, kela au au. Ma hea ka ino o kela hale hale akamai. Ai o ko ile lano. Uh-huh. Oh, my kai.
So, okay, that what'd you say?
No, it's just, you know, she's in junior high school now.
Yeah, 8th grade, yeah.
Yeah, she's in 8th grade. So
middle school.
Kalama, yeah.
All right.
And so when Nihi was in the 6th grade, her 6th grade kuma ala kai, yeah? Oh, yeah, no, o kuma anela, her 6th grade teacher kuma anela had a baby. So I actually was their teacher in 6th grade.
Nice.
For about 6 months,
that was a hard year.
Hey. Are you trying to say something about me or is that the kind? It was a hard year, yeah. Because you actually had like four or five different teachers, yeah?
Yeah.
You had me, Anake, Kumu Kawai Olu, Kuma Anela.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that year was a particularly hard year. And then and their grades in 5th and 6th grade, it's a combined class.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially you have.
Lokahi, yeah?
Yeah, well, a little bit of that. But essentially, you have 4 or 5 teachers that are floating around in class sometimes, so it can be confusing.
Well, it sounds delightful.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. These guys are awesome. They go to a good school, so very happy to be with them.
Can we start the show at 5? Like?
No, 5:30. You know why? Because we got a couple of callers who've been patiently waiting online. So
I'm
going to go to the phones and see. Let you have a chance to be on the community airways. Aloha caller, you are on the air.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. I have a question to ask your guest, please.
Okay.
Okay. I ever since living here, which has been almost 30 years now, I had been very aware of the different kind of time frames that the Hawaiians use as opposed to us from Turtle Island, North America. And which is where most of the Caucasians are from here. And I think it's what upsets a lot of folks, not really understanding that. I've described it, I've heard it described by Hawaiians as lineal time versus process time. And it was really great to hear your guest talk about, well, you make arrangements to meet somebody when the moon rises or when the sun sets. That, to me, really expresses what the Hawaiians are all about, because they are totally connected to what is going on. It's sort of like what one of your callers talked about before, was to be here now and to be very aware of what's going on in the now, when the sun comes up, when the sun goes down, when the tide comes in, when the tide goes out. And I find that most Caucasians don't even have a concept of this, whereas the Hawaiians do, and I have very much appreciated that. But I've never heard it described any more than lineal time, which is which us Westerners are all about, and we make appointments based on the clock.
Yeah, a machine.
And the calendar,
a machine.
Rather than the process time that the Hawaiians occupy. And however long it takes to do something, that's how long it takes.
So, yeah, well, it gives a new meaning, a rather positive connotation to Hawaiian time, yeah.
Well, that's sort of a, yeah, that's, people say, oh, yeah, Hawaiian time, like, get here when you're ready, when you feel like it. That's a very arrogant Western, judgmental kind of a thing.
I think it's good to be, I think you always got to think of operating in two worlds and being able to, when you say you're going to put your feet into worlds, you really do have to do that. And so sometimes we're forced for whatever reason to walk in the Western world, and other times it's okay to walk in the Hawaiian world. And it's in the ability to adjust and to be firmly planted in both, I think is a good thing. I'm going to try my best to do that. So I really appreciate what the caller is saying. Ma'am, what is your name?
Anthony? Oh, this is Marge. Hi.
Oh, hey, aloha. Marge. Oh, hi.
Yeah. And I really I've always appreciated your point of view. And I got most of this feeling from the Kekahu family.
Oh, Uncle Butch,
yeah,
folks.
Uncle Butch and Mikala.
Oh, and, yeah, Auntie. Yeah.
And I had a very hard time early on understanding that, mm-hmm. because I'm so oriented to the clock and the date, mm-hmm. and it took me a while to totally appreciate that, which I still do, but I have a great deal of difficulty living in that kind of time. I am still attached to the clock and the calendar date, but the more I hear people like you express, well, I'll meet you on the beach when the moon rises, that to me makes far more sense. Then we can all feel better connected to the space that we occupy on this mm-hmm. planet.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a worldwide movement. I mean, I don't mean to get so world peace on everyone.
And no, by all means.
No, I was just going to say
you can open up your can of whoopies. And
no, whenever we do these workshops that I do in the morning, I don't know, it's kind of hard because I don't know what we call them, but these ceremonies or these gatherings at the beach, it's pretty amazing, because when I first started out doing it last year, and of course, in traditional times, people were going to the beach and they were celebrating the rising of the sun, and they were celebrating the transition from the sun to the moon, so on and so forth. They're celebrating with different chants at night, celebrating different times of the day. So for lack of a better word, I'm just calling it a ceremony. But what I should say is that when I first started doing it, when I came back home here on Kauai, there were only a few people showing up. Now, I have like 50, 60 people down at the beach with me in Nukuʻalii. And
wait, is that the Tuesday mornings?
Yeah, this one is Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful. And I have to admit, most people are actually from all over. So when I say all over, I'm talking about Asia, the visitors. And they hear about the ceremonies happening, or they hear about the gathering happening. And they're from Asia, they're from Europe, they're from Africa, from all over the world. Yes, exactly. So it's been so nice to be able to share that part of our piece of Kauai, a piece of history and a piece of knowledge. It's been a really enlightening experience.
Well, could you repeat the celebration and when it is, please?
It happens at 6:30 now because it's the Ho'uilo. Or the wet season. Yeah, I polole, yeah. So it's the wet season or Ho'oilo in Hawaiian. And we gather on the lawn of the Kauai Beach Resort at 6:30 in the morning. But you know, it's so funny because people were anticipating that the moon sun is going to come out earlier. People were actually coming out to meet me at the beach at like 5:30. So now I'm getting at the beach. That's why, you know, I say get up so early. One of the reasons is I'm trying to get there early enough to meet the people. But it's a wonderful thing.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's Wednesday there. Okay. Usually for every 10 visitors, I get one community member. So that's, you know, about the ratio there. And then we're opening up another ceremony or gathering on Kukui, closer to the other side of Wailua Bay. And that's going to start either next week or the following week. I'm just waiting for a few of the area hotels and community organizations to get back to me about when they think they would like to start.
Oh, this is fabulous. Thank you for repeating that. And I just want to say, in terms of calendar time, this is a leap year. Mm-hmm. 2016 is divisible by 4, and that's how you determine whether or not it's a leap year.
Except if it ends in zero and a thousand, yeah?
Anything that is divisible by 4, any year, and 2016 is divisible by 4.
It's a leap year?
Aye.
It's a leap year. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I just want to, you know, put that word out because we will have an extra day in February to accommodate that.
And do you know why it's in February?
February 29th is the extra day that is put in because of the way the Earth rotates.
Well, in the ancient Roman calendar, February was the last month of the year.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because like December, you know, dec, that means 10. November, that nov, that means 9. October, oct, that means 8. But, you know, December isn't the 10th month of the year. Why is that? Because February was the end of the year and March was the first month. So
my brother was born on February 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
he was born a leap year on that day or that night.
And so is it Moji? Actually, in calendar years, much younger.
Yeah, well, you know, that just goes to show you the wisdom of Pope Gregory. Thank you for calling in.
Aloha, Auntie Mai. So nice to hear your voice.
I'm looking forward to what's for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
It's coming up in a minute.
Aloha. Oh, my God, you're calling in.
Aloha. We've got one more caller.
Okay.
I want to squeeze in. But then I have a question for you about the greetings, because I know that there are different greetings.
I know. That's such a putting me on the spot here.
Better you than me.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Aloha, caller. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon on KKCR.
Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, yeah?
I can.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I just kind of was, I just was going to say, you know, everybody's talking about these migratory differences occurring up in the California coast with the sea lion pups and the fish species, you know, the warmer species moving north. Well, I'm a fisherman from over here, and I'd just like to point out that this season, Oamas is still running. Mm-hmm. And if anybody who floats Oamas or catches Oamas understands that, it's a pretty late season. January, I never did go catch Oamas in January. Mm-hmm. I mean, even at a Nini, you know, because usually they grow big and then they move out. But all of these storms that we had over the last years, they kept having them. I don't know why they kept coming in, but we had them all away. I tell you, it's one of the longest Oama seasons we ever seen.
So do you think that is
a show a light Kauai relative story? Aloha. Bye.
Aloha. Thank you, caller. So fish. Kind of exciting. Maybe some people will be having fish for dinner. We're going to come up with what's for dinner in a couple minutes. But
what's Oama?
Oh, it's kind of fish, yeah? Do you know?
Yeah, Oama, the small one. The one by the kai.
Uncle Jonathan.
Yeah?
What's for dinner is a good show.
Yeah, it is. I'm really stoked for that. So maybe this is a good way to close the segment on time. Because in, you know, we're asking about like, well, how did the Hawaiians talk about 8:15 a.m. or how did they say, I'll see you in 16 seconds? There's greetings. There's customary greetings. You can say good morning or good afternoon or good early morning. Maybe you could just kind of go through those and explain why you would say good morning versus early good morning.
I never really thought of you putting on me. I never really thought about any of that kind of stuff, you know. I never did. I never did talk about, I never did think about any of that. But, yeah, we do use. Oh, color mine. Oh, I'm good. Okay. Yeah, I actually, which you're talking about, like, aloha kakayaka nui, aloha kakayaka, aloha.
Oh, no, but don't go so fast. Go slow.
Oh, aloha. Aloha kakayaka nui. Aloha kakayaka.
So aloha kakayaka nui.
Kakayaka nui. That would be real early morning.
Okay, so nui means big morning. You're good
well,
early in the
early,
morning.
Early, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha kakayaka. Good morning. Ahiak. Kamanao heaka olelo mahopio kela aloha awinala ya
yeah
awinala so good afternoon okay. no aole aole avakia aloha avakia yeah so right, good afternoon right. Like around lunchtime
okay
and then
aloha avakia
yeah avakia
okay
and then aloha awinala ya
yeah
pela no mahopio avakia
yeah
okay so then there's aloha awinala.
And that's afternoon?
Yeah, afternoon time. And okay. Then aloha ahi ahi.
That's good evening.
Yeah, that's good evening, yeah.
And then how do you say good night?
Aloha ahui ho, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Ai ke kai hu olelo a'e?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And how would you say, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Why are you still awake?
Oh, you want us to translate that?
Well, that like crazy late, like the middle of the night.
Kapo and kapo au moe, yeah. Oh boy, brother, you're putting me on the spot because I hardly ever think about it. Like, I mean, I hardly ever, you know, talk on this issue as I, you know, to, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
So midnight, how do you say midday?
Au moe.
Yeah, au moe is midnight, yeah.
Midday is avakea?
Yeah, avakea. And then midnight is au moe.
Au
moe, like the passing of the night between around 10, I think, or 2 o'clock
at
in the 12 morning.
12 a.m.
Yeah, 12, yeah, a.m. But mamua o kela, yeah? Ka aomoi, mahope pono ka hiamoi, right?
Yep.
So, ho'omaka I kela manawa, makahi o ka hola umia, umiku makahi aole. Well, I never really thought about any of this stuff, by the way.
Okay.
Except because, you know, because you don't really think about the whole issue of time. You know, like, oh, 6 o'clock, oh, aloha, you know.
Sure.
It just kind of happens. It's just
sure.
It doesn't intuitive.
It doesn't have a number.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but manava, maybe you can close with that with the meaning of that word.
Manava means time.
Oh, manava. Yeah, time. Yeah,
I'm kalamaya if my pronunciation.
No,
is
no, alipikia. Don't worry, we get it wrong. Please, yeah. Time
or time zones.
Yeah, time or time zones. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, on that note, mm-hmm. It is now time for what's for dinner.
Yes!
So, ho'ea mai ko manawa. Okay. Mahalo, nihi.
Yep. Can I try the Sonys now?
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
Yo, Toby.
Mai ka'i o Toby. Yeah. Ai, oe makahari.
You can have a great beef dinner in no time at all. Well, almost no time at all. Beef.
So
it's what's for dinner.
Kikele pono ko papa ya, kasi wa owa ikele kiko ai ya ya akano na e. A ole ho e mai ko ya, akele kiko ya ya. Ko ho olaha ya ya. So pono wa ikele pona ai ole pono wa email ya ya.
Email.
Leka ya leka wile ya.
So how would you say, what's for dinner?
Ya ka me ai kiapo. Pea ka mea ai kia po.
Yeah.
Pea ka aina ahi ahi.
Kia
right?
Po.
Yeah, kia po ai ole ka aina ahi ahi, yeah.
Kia po.
Or aina ahi ahi. So hea ka mea aino ka aina ahi ahi.
Ahi ahi.
Yeah, aina ahi ahi.
Aina ahi ahi.
Amakia ai ka hea? Wanna call in?
Alright. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your time with us.
No, ya oi no o kia vai me hiki au ke valaao me na poe me na hoa ai ne pidiani ka pomahina o ia no ke kaulana mahina. So mai ka I mahalo no ke ia huipu kawa. Mai ka ino. Mahalo.
Oh, no, thank you. And what are you going to have for dinner?
I don't know.
Do you
yet.
Know? You don't know yet?
No.
You gotta go home and find out?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to feed the kids and the dogs first. And
you
then
have
after
kids?
No, you know, like nieces, nephews, neighborhood kids, you know, people who just come over the house,
and
that kind of stuff.
And you feed the dogs?
Yes, always, always.
And what
always.
Are your dogs? What do you feed your dog?
I make their dinner every night. So I make sweet potatoes.
Oh, sweet potatoes. Oh, wow.
Spinach, lauw. Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah. They're mostly vegetarian, but they do eat, like, turkey meat, you know, that
Even
kind of
Toby?
Stuff.
Even Toby?
I, yeah. Lauw, I.
Come on, now, like, come on, no high five.
I.
Oh, Mikia.
Yeah, Mikia.
Oh, high fives there, okay.
Oh, my God.
So thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
no,
that.
No, mahalo, mahalo ya oi. Yeah, mahalo very much.
Ike love ya, ike po kahi.
Po kahi, po kahi.
Mikola dog treats po.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, maka, ma, makahali, right?
Makeke.
Okay. Market. Okay.
Okay.
Ahui ho ni.
Ahui ho. You can listen to us on the way home on 90.9 on the North Shore.
Hey, thank you so much.
92.7 in Anahola and Molawa'a and 91.9 on the rest of the island. It's KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. So mahalo nui noa for that. And thanks so much for tuning in now. If you want to know what's for dinner, nihi. You're back in the studio again.
Yeah.
You got the Sennheisers on, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And are these over here, these headphones? What kind are these?
Sony.
Those are also Sennheiser. Well, we'll try and find you a pair of Sony headphones in a minute here. But what are you guys having for dinner tonight?
You guys should, like, call in.
Right. And what's the number?
826-7771.
Yeah, that's right. It's area code 808. That's Hawaii. 808-826-7771.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic is on. Can you hear yourself in your ears?
There you go.
See, that's how come you have to wear the headphones. Because when you have the headphones on, if you can hear yourself, then they can too. So, I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight. But I'm excited to get home because it's always delicious. Last night was all kind roast potatoes, sweet potato, purple kind. And what else do we have?
Oh, my mom might make something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think it might be? What do you hope it's going to be?
I don't know what, though, but you should try it still.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. And we've got people calling in right now. They've been patiently waiting, standing by.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that.
No, no need to apologize ever. Here we go. First caller. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. What's for dinner?
Hello. Am I talking to you?
You are.
Oh, great. A couple callers ago, the lady who had a family member that was born, and I know what leap year is, divided by four, et cetera, et cetera. And she had a family member born on the 29th. When would that person celebrate their birthday? On February the 28th or March the 1st?
I would say whenever they want to, because
whenever they want to. Yeah. It's an open day.
Yeah, it is. But here's something that a lot of people don't know about time. And I'll let you be the last caller about time, because right now it's time for dinner. But,
okay.
Yeah.
You can do that program. It's up to the discretion of whose birthday is it and when. I'll celebrate it whenever I want to.
All right.
Okay. Aloha, bro.
Aloha.
Yeah, have a good day. Aloha.
Thanks, you too.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, he was just asking about, you know, if your birthday is on February 29th.
Did they have a baby?
She was saying that she had a friend and their birthday was on the 29th. But see, here's what a lot of people don't know about the date. And that is because there's all the different time zones around the world. There's two dates happening simultaneously, right? Like right now, it's Thursday. But, you know, over in another part of the world, like
the Philippines.
Like the Philippines. Or
it's
like
Friday.
Yeah, it's already Friday. So it's January 8th over there right now, even though it's January 7th here right now. So if your birthday is on the 29th, it's also on the 28th, and it's also on the 1st. So you can celebrate your birthday whenever you like.
Oh, my birthday is on March 21st, 2002.
Whoa. And you're going to have a special dinner for that night?
Yeah, I hope so.
And what would you like it to be?
Alfredo, chicken Alfredo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what else? Like a salad?
Or
sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
And what would you like to drink?
Water, of course.
Oh, okay. You ever have bubbly water?
Cider.
Cider is good, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see. The phones are lighting up here at 808-826-7771. There you go. And we're going to find out what is for dinner here. This is Aloha Caller. You're on the air.
Aloha, Nihi.
Auntie Lois.
It's Sean.
All right.
Auntie Sean.
Hey. Oh, I like that one.
What are you having? What are we cooking?
So, for dinner, Nihi, we're going to have fettuccine with clam sauce. Sun-dried tomatoes. Yep.
That sounds pretty good. And what else?
And that's all we're having for dinner.
Oh. Is there? What about dessert?
Hang on. Oh, we don't have dessert right now.
Oh, then we'll have to pick something up.
We're having Nihi's M&M's for dessert.
Oh, okay.
I ate them.
All right, we'll have to figure out plan B. Thanks so much for calling in to What's
For Dinner?
Okay, Nihi.
Shoots.
Aloha. All right, we got another caller.
I knew that my brother would call in. I knew it.
Yeah, but you thought he was auntie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, who's this caller? Aloha. What's
Hi.
Cooking?
Well, we're having all food out of our garden.
Oh.
Lots of greens, kale, and everything you can think of that's green. And we're going to flash steam it. And we're going to have it with some rice.
Hi.
Wow, that sounds great.
What's your name?
My name's Debbie.
Oh, Debbie, that sounds like are you a vegetarian?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. You eat low on the food chain.
Well, I will eat fish, but if I'm at a gathering and they don't have something, I'll still eat it just out of respect.
You know, sharing food that's made with love, you usually can't go wrong.
Exactly. And it's great. It's great to bring my greens out of my garden and bring them to a party or an affair or whatever it is. And everybody's always, oh, I can't believe you grew this.
Well, I mean, you didn't actually grow it. They grow themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And nothing we use has pesticides. So it's fabulous.
Well, that sounds like a delicious meal.
I know, right?
Yeah. So thanks for calling.
Come over?
Well, we're going to see who else is having what's for dinner, and then, we'll make a decision at the end of the show.
Yeah. In fact, I saw an interesting recipe for polenta that you cut up and make it into croutons as opposed to having croutons.
Oh, that sounds good. You ever have polenta, Nihi?
What?
You ever have polenta?
Polenta, what is...
Oh, describe polenta.
Well, it's what would you call it?
Is it like cornmeal or something?
Yeah,
similar,
it's kind of a cornmeal.
Yeah, and they were showing on in the cookbook where you roll it out and then you cut it into little cubes and then you bake it. And then you could either bread it or not, and it actually and season it to your liking with some cumin or whatever you like, and the little turmeric always helps. And believe it or not, with a salad and a little bit of blue cheese if you like, or tomatoes.
Oh, I love blue cheese.
Let me tell you, it tastes just like croutons, but it's even yummier because they're crunchy on the outside and nice and tender on the inside.
I kind of don't remember if I had that.
Well, you know, we'll have to have that sometime soon. Have you had blue cheese? You like blue cheese?
Me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not sure.
No.
All right. Well, that's okay, too. Next time you have a chance, you get to try it. It's really tangy.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thank you, caller.
Okay. So I'll be waiting for you guys for dinner.
Okay.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. All right. We're going to go to the next caller.
Oh, okay.
Aloha, caller. What's for dinner at your house?
Hui, aloha mai o kou. E nihi and Jonathan J.
Who's hey, this?
Como maliola.
Hello, baby.
Whose house are you at?
You good on the radio, baby.
Oh,
you good.
Whose house are you at?
No, I stay on the road now. I go into the west side. And I kind of been munching on my dinner as I go along.
Oh, what you have?
Okay, I get some beautiful roasted organic leeks that I got from the Wooten family in Moloa.
Oh, yeah.
They grow so nice, the vegetable. And I had roast them in olive oil with beautiful organic onion and garlic with a little bit salt. Came out so good. Then I had mixed them with quinoa.
Oh!
Yeah. And on top of that, I had put two little Morningstar sausage.
Oh, sausage. That's like a beef substitute, meat substitute, yeah?
Yeah, that one. Pretty tasty.
So, oh no.
And then I had also for snack, had some kale from the Wootens too. And I tried to make the kale chips. So I'd roast them in the oven, a little bit oil and a little bit this and that salt. So I'm grinding that and sipping on a little chai as I'm driving
chai.
Over to the side. Yeah. But, Nihi, I'm so glad to hear your voice. Wonderful. Proud of you, baby. How I don't know.
I really want to come back with some time.
Baby, I know. We got to make that date. We're going to make that happen. Then we'll have dinner over their house.
What, to see Tomo?
Yeah.
Oh, she's excited about that.
We got to do that for the new year.
All right, well, hey, you drive safe, yeah?
I will, and you guys continue. Mahalo, Jonathan J. Nice radio show, brother.
Oh, it's all Nihi. It's all Nihi.
I planned it.
Yeah.
I know. I could feel that, Nihi. You're so good, girl. Probably only 8th grade, and you're already making famous on the retro. You're good. So, my cutie. All right, you guys. Ho'omau.
All right.
Continue and have fun. I will listen to you as I roll along.
All right. Aloha.
Okay, hui-ho.
So far, people have called in to talk about polenta. That's a new thing. Maybe you have never tried that before.
What is it?
Polenta.
Polenta.
Polenta. Yeah, it's like a cornmeal, and you can boil it or you can grill it, and cut it into chunks. And if you know better than I do what polenta is, please call in at 808.
Hey. 808. 826-7771.
That is the number. And we got a caller just calling in right now. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. What's cooking?
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello. I wanted to call and tell you what we had for dinner.
Wow. You already ate dinner.
We had dinner, yeah. It's almost time for bed here.
Oh, my gosh.
I was calling from Chicago.
Chicago. That's like a quarter of the way around the world.
It is. And I'm getting ready because tomorrow I get on a plane and I come to Kauai.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
Exactly. So I had my going away dinner tonight with my family. And we had pizza.
Do you live here?
What, honey?
Do you live here?
I do some of the year, yeah. Jonathan's my sweetie. He's my fiancé, so.
Yeah.
I am.
Sometimes
I'm
we get to be together.
Kauai to see her.
Yeah. So yeah, she lives in different parts of the world. She lives in Hawaii, and sometimes she lives in Italy, and right now she's living in Chicago. But you're going to come here.
I am. So we had yummy pizza tonight.
What kind?
Three different kinds.
Three different kinds. Wow.
Yeah, it was yummy. Family's pizza. My sister made them special for us tonight. We had a big salad to go with it with lots of goodies.
What kind of salad? Wow.
Salad with lots of greens and spinach and olives and sesame seeds and carrots and my mom's famous salad dressing.
Oh, that's right. That's famous.
Yeah. It was
Auntie,
really good.
What's your name?
Anna. My name's Joanna.
Joanna.
And
ask her that question.
Do you know Moku?
I do know Moku. He's a sweet cat.
Yeah, he's fluffy.
He, He is. He's a puppy cat. He acts like a little puppy.
And you know what? He loves dinner, too. I think dinner might be one of his favorite things.
I think so.
Yeah.
Cool. He's just like...
Moku, he loves to eat. He loves to eat so much that when it's dinner time, he eats his entire plate, and then he'll go check the other cats and say, hey, you going to eat that? He loves to clean their plates, too.
Moku?
Yeah, Moku. He's got a big
belly. I want to let other callers call in. I know someone else wanted to call in, so I'm going to let you guys go, but thanks.
Sure.
I hope you have good dinner tonight.
Oh, I hope that I do, too. I don't know what it's going to be. It'll be a surprise. Did you say what kind of pizzas you had?
No, we did have the famous deep dish with just cheese on that. And then my sister made a big pizza with our Alsasso sauce, so like Alfredo. But it's our own family recipe, and she put on there mushrooms and I think garlic on there, and then we had another one with our spaghetti sauce. Actually, she made it different, and that had mushrooms and sausage and lots of stuff on it too. So it was good.
What sounds the best to you, Nihi? Which one did you like the best? The sausage one, or
I would pick.
You said you liked Alfredo, so
yeah, that one.
All right.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Yay. Well, you guys have a good night, and thanks for the show.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, and I'm glad you guys had a yummy dinner. I'd like to hear more about it when you get on to Kauai.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow for dinner. Ciao.
Yeah, maybe you'll be for dinner.
Aloha.
Aloha. So we got another caller.
Lots of callers.
Yeah, everybody's calling in. What's the number, Nihi?
It's 808-826-7771.
That's right. And we got a caller who just called in. What's for dinner at your place? Aloha.
This is Kahiao.
Aloha, Kahiao. What's for dinner?
Great grandma's chow mein noodles.
Ooh, you like chow mein, Nihi?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for being loud.
No, no need to apologize. This is a passionate show for passionate people who love to eat food.
I do too.
Yeah, right? So, and that's why everybody calls in. So what is in this chow mein is the grandma's recipe?
Noodles, carrots, pork, mushrooms, and that's it.
And how do you make it? You make it in a big wok, or what do you do? Fry them up in a pan? How does it all come together?
She fries it up in a pan.
Oh, wow. And how much is she making? How many people are going to eat this chow mein?
About 15.
Whoa, big family.
Yeah.
That's
Holy
cool.
Holy radio.
You like chow mein, Nihi?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to go over to their place for dinner?
If my mom says yes.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk to your mom.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Get your hat.
Good luck, me.
Low. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
All right. Aloha. Thank you, caller. And we have another caller who's calling
in. Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Yes.
Aloha, caller. Welcome to What's for Dinner. What you got cooking?
Well, you guys are great. And I have to say that I want Joanna to have a safe journey back to Kauai.
Me too.
And congratulations to you, Jonathan Jay, to have such a lovely fiance.
You know, I'm incredibly lucky. Yeah, she's like a freaking blessing.
Anybody that you can be away from and still keep in touch, and I just wanted to wish her a very happy, safe journey back to Kauai.
Well, I think that she can hear you in Chicago because she's listening online at www.kkcr.org. That's right.
So. And this is another great commentator that's on the radio.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be a star.
Oh, me? Absolutely.
Yeah. So okay. anything else that you want to say about what's cooking?
Well, I'm cooking because I'm enjoying your show, and it's not a show that everybody's complaining about.
Because Everybody likes dinner.
I love it, too.
I know. I'll never forget listening on Thanksgiving where everybody was calling in to complain about something. And this is so positive. I love it.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Why would you complain on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
What's your name?
It's Debbie again.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but I heard Joanna, and I just said, thought, let me wish her a very safe, happy journey.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, well, thanks for calling. We're going to go to the next caller, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Another
caller. Aloha, caller. We got a couple minutes left in the show, but we'd love to hear what you've got for dinner.
Well, aloha, Jonathan. This is Carla. I just wanted to tell you what a delight it has been listening to you for the last 2 hours.
Well, it's more fun for me.
Joanna got to me before I was able to tell you what I had for dinner.
What did you have for dinner?
We had pizza.
Wait, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Did you guys have dinner together?
Going away dinner.
Did you have dinner together?
We did. We went to my mom's, and my mom, Joanna and Laura and the kids and I, we were able all to have a last bon voyage dinner for Joanna.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah,
tomorrow you will be able to dine with her.
Tomorrow she's going to be for dinner.
Yeah.
You're not cooking her, though.
No, I'm not going to cook her. I'm going to eat her up with my love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling all the way in from Chicago. It's so great that people can listen around the world.
Yeah, what a great show.
Everyone
in the
radio is blind.
That's true. Well, and thank you again for calling, and I hope that you have all your babies are in bed because it's late there, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to bed.
Well, are they still up?
No, they're sleeping. They wanted to stay up and listen to Uncle Jonathan, but they passed out.
All right, well, tell them Uncle Jonathan says hello.
So maybe the next time.
All right, well, send everybody my love.
Okay. Love you, Jonathan. Take care.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
And we've got another caller.
What?
Another one. Aloha. Oh, wait. Are you there, caller? Nope. How about this one? Can you hear us now?
Okay, can I do my recipe?
Oh, we would love to hear your recipe.
Okay, here I go. This is Betsy from Kekaha's side, and it's a soup recipe of all things.
You like
okay?
soup, Nihi?
Yep.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I put in celery, garlic, carrots, shallots, onions, leeks, tomatoes. I put in some organic vegetable broth. I put in fresh kale, collards, split peas, lentils, cilantro, red potatoes, fresh pumpkin, chard. And then I made this killer salad. I could go on. But happy Aloha Thursday, okay?
Wow, so many things in there.
What?
So many things in the soup.
I know. And then try listen to this super duper fast. Watch this. My salad. It's insanity. Oh, well, my friend, he grows the butter lettuce, Lawaii side, right?
So do you think that the butter lettuce is better?
It's like heaven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course, celery. And then, I shop at Ishihara. You know Ishihara's side?
Oh, yeah, Ishihara Market in Koloa, yeah?
Yeah, that's where I get a lot of this, too. So, and I love my aromas. Anyway, it goes on. And I just, like, put 1,000 things in everywhere. And I'm listening to all these little wahinis calling up, but I think you're really groovy. So, and I'm not young, but I just want to say this is so much fun. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling in, caller. I really appreciate that.
Well, mahalo, and you know what? Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, I put red kidney beans in the salad, and I put black beans in the soup, and it goes on, you know. I just, it's just killer. Oh, and mushrooms, shrooms.
What kind? What kind of mushrooms?
Shrooms. Oh, flippers. Shrooms.
Are they, shiitake mushrooms?
Come on, talk to me about shrooms.
Are they psilocybin mushrooms? Are they chanterelle mushrooms?
Portobello
mushrooms?
That's in the soup, but
Amanita mushrooms? I hope not.
Gosh, this is how much you get older.
They call them button mushrooms?
No, the bigger guys, you know, the expensive ones, you know.
Not portobello?
No, more. Up, up, up.
What's that other kind of mushroom?
That more expensive ones, you know, the ones.
Chanterelles. I love chanterelles.
Go higher.
Higher.
What you call? Shiitake?
Did they say shiitake?
Yeah. And then other ones. The pretty ones, sorry, I mean, I should have written that down, but I just have shrooms on my...
on your brain, this is what it sounds like.
I mean, like on my menu trip, you know, that I just have, you know, just in the trip. Oh, you know the mushrooms, a nice...
Criminy?
Pardon me?
Criminy mushrooms?
Yeah, those, yes, absolutely, and those. You know what? I use a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah. I mean, you know...
The clip, those guys are good, you know. They're good for you, right?
Well, it's the fungus among us.
Right. Oh, and then choke cilantro.
Oh, yeah. I can never get enough of that.
You know, on top, and even some... And green onions, and then... red onions.
What do you think of all these ingredients, Nihi?
I just think they just...
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm getting so hungry. As a matter of fact, I'm so hungry... I think we ought to end the show and go home for dinner. What do you think, Nihi?
I think we did really good. Well, very nice to talk story with you. And this is Betsy from Cape Kaha, and yay to the world.
All right, well, thank you, Betsy. You have a great evening, and it sounds like dinner will be delicious at your house.
It is. It's just me and my parents.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You should, though.
But we're rocking. Okay. Well, you have a good one.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, that's about all the time we have to talk about what's for dinner, because after you've talked about what's for dinner, what comes next?
Eating.
That's right. So we are going to dig out of here. We got to zoom down the island safely, following the posted speed limit at all times until we get home. And then, of course, once we get home, it's dinner time.
Is Dove here?
Dove is here. And you know what Dove is going to do?
Evolve.
He's going to evolve. That's right.
Dove.
So stick around for that, because evolving, it's one of the most important things you could ever do.
Dove.
And let's listen to this on our way out, yeah?
What is it?
Hoppa.
Dove.
Hoppa.
Where's Dove?
Dove is outside. He's getting ready to evolve. Now, Evolve is a pretty cool show.
I want him to play Paula Fuga again.
Oh, Paula Fuga again? Well, we'll let him know. We'll put in a special request and let him know. We have, like, an inside track on that, yeah? We can say, hey, Dove, we won't get out of the chair until you promise to play some Paula Fuga.
Yes.
Yeah, there
That's
we go.
That's our exit pass.
All right. So, thanks so much for being around, and I hope that you, wherever you are, you have a love.